You know, we're doing teams we don't like. We're doing teams we don't like earlier, apropos American survey that the results of which were published overnight our time. And one of us said that, in fact, it was me, that said for some reason the Manly Sea Eagles are a team that I just don't like. Guess who the Melbourne Storm, our team, a team that we love. Guess who they happen to be playing a qualifying final against tomorrow night?
Sea Eagles.
Oh. So that's why you're the best. That sort of stuff.
You'll miss that.
Is what, when I give you the half volley outside off stump.
The timing.
You do put it away.
Enough every now and again. But not too much.
Every now and again.
Yeah. Didn't go Manly, just Sea Eagles.
Christian Welch will be on the front line, just barging his way. He'll have him on the back foot.
He's 17 stone?
You know what I know about him? Oh. He's a beautiful human being with a very big heart, and he's quite easy on the eye.
Oh.
Quite easy on the eye, Christian Welch. My bride said that.
Don't step away from it.
Women all over Australia have now got Christian Welch posters.
Only women.
A lot of men as well. But as of recently as this week, because he's become a champion of change.
NRLM.
My word. What a man. Hey, big fella, thanks for joining us on the show.
Hey, boys, thanks for having us on. And, what an intro. And I believe congratulations are in order for the great Bob, mate, heading west.
Yeah.
Congratulations, mate.
Yeah, thank you, Christian. You're a good man. Thank you for that big family adventure.
And for me, too. I've put up with him for a couple of years, and I'm now free
Let's see how long the next person lasts in this chair. Right. It's not an easy job.
Hey, before we talk to you about the game coming up, and we want to talk to you about that, and and your thoughts on Melbourne and Geelong tomorrow night, which is up against your game as well. But I'm really keen to know what sort of reaction you got. I think you were brave, and you were bang on, and a whole lot of things when you. Made your feelings known on your Twitter account this week about those the three New Zealand women who are stuck here and they can't get home and they can't play in the NRLW this week. Not only did you reach out to them, but you also put out a call to the NRLM, which is what you wrote, that some of your colleagues and your brothers in the NRL need to do more for the women who play the game. What sort of response did you get to all of that?
Yeah, I got a pretty good response, to be honest. There was a few trolls, but there always are out on Twitter and doing that. But, to be fair, look, I'm not saying anything different than, the amazing women have been saying for weeks now, trying to get some results. So I'm kind of just jumping in to try and help the cause. But I certainly think there's a lot of room for improvement for us male players to really help out the women who are doing it really tough. A lot of women have been training for... 4 to 8 weeks, and as you said, come over from New Zealand and are now stuck here. And, have kids and husbands back in New Zealand waiting for them, and they haven't been paid. So it's quite a tough situation for the women in rugby league at the moment. But I think it's just across, I suppose, all sports. I think we've gone past the stage where, I think the expectation is for women to be grateful that they have this professional side now, or they should be grateful that they can play State of Origin. I just think that's absolute rubbish, and I think we just need to keep improving the game and conditions that they're working under, because it's pretty tough, to be honest.
Mate, I can't applaud you enough for that stance, and there will be fellas out there who, get their hackles up about this sort of stuff. Just going back to what you first said, though, about that, you are doing something unique here. There aren't many male players... of NRL or AFL, where we spend most of our time, turning our attention to. There aren't many current day players, in fact, past players for that matter, who are prepared to stick their neck out and publicly say what you've said. And it's more than a show of support, Christian. It's actually really proactive. Like, it's a real call to arms, and you've sort of just endorsed it again here. I mean, you shouldn't underestimate the power of what you did.
Yeah, look, as I said, I don't think it's too much, but I think another point that we need to talk about is, it makes sense from a business case as well.
Mm, that's right.
Richard Goyder's the chairman of the AFL Commission. He was CEO of Wesfarmers for a long time. He's no bunny when it comes to business, and the AFL's committed to going to, 18 teams, a truly national, full-scale women's competition. They're doing that obviously because it's the right thing to do, but they see the potential in the women's game, which I think in my game in rugby league at the moment, we're really kind of struggling to see the bigger picture, I think.
So, Christian, we were talking about teams we hate earlier. Manly's sort of one that popped up. Have they got a little bit of an extra bit of garnish of hatred on them for you, or are you just such a professional that you just treat everyone the same out there?
Oh, I think about 10 years ago when we had the Battle of Brookvale, when punches were allowed to be thrown. So that stink kind of kicked it off. But we haven't had too much of a rivalry, and they've actually got some really nice guys, including our Queensland State of Origin captain and the Tavoyevich brothers. Obviously, we speak a lot about Tom Tavoyevich as kind of, the runaway, the Dally M, which is a Brownlow equivalent this season. And his brother, Jake Tavoyevich, is, I reckon he's the nicest guy, in Australia, this fella. And I've been playing him since under 20s. He plays my position. So they're actually a really likable team. But, we'll turn the hatred on tomorrow night at 7:30 for an hour. Right. And we'll rip into the Dogs. But,
So we were talking, because there's a bit of mind games going on from your coach of your AFL team, Simon Goodwin's, if you want to believe in this sort of stuff, we think that he's just a gentle, subtle little barb Geelong's way in his press conference today. Desi Hasler's done the same thing. Are you aware of, the Storm might just be unbeatable line that Desi's gone with in the lead up to the game?
No, mate. Is that what Goblin did?
Yeah, the guy is Goblin. Is that what you call him?
Mate, love it. I love it, mate. It's out of Steve Waugh's playbook, mate. The mental disintegration. We're on board. But, mate, we're taking on Manly. They're the form team. The cop, and as I said, Tom Trbojevic, mate, he's probably the generational fullback who could go past maybe Billy Slater, one of our finest. Wow. So, if anything, we should be the underdogs, fellas.
Well, that's exactly what your cocker has said. So Hasler said what he said. And then Palimy's come out saying, this is his quote. He said, trying to get our boys a little bit overconfident, which they won't be. I can promise you that.
Yeah, we don't get too far ahead of ourselves. Even after a win, Belzer comes in and picks our game apart, finds something wrong with it, that actually annoys me sometimes. We come and have a great win and goes, oh, look, it was all right. But you get a bit of onto the A, next. B and C and... Yeah, we're on to training tomorrow, so don't have too many beers, and we'll see you then, eh? Cheers.
Hey, Christian, you mentioned Billy Slater just a moment ago. He's been linked as a future coach of Queensland. Is that when you hear something like that, you sort of nod your head and think, oh, yeah, I kind of expected to see a bit of that, or are you sort of surprised to see an old teammate sort of flagged as a potential coach of the Maroons?
No, I think he'd do a great job, but... Yeah. Paul Green did a great job. I really enjoyed him as well. So, obviously I'm a bit sad to see a Paul move on. But, the calibre of a candidate like Billy Slater, it's a bit of a unique beast, State of Origin. I know it's probably not the equivalent in AFL, but it's kind of that part-time role where you can come in and do your three-game series and maintain your media commitment. So I think it'd really work well for Billy. He's a pretty busy guy with his horses as well. So he's got a brilliant mind and such a passionate guy for Queensland, because that's what Origin is. It's such an emotional game, emotional attachment for all those guys. So I think you do a great job if you got put in the job.
So Josh is not there. We know that he hasn't got back from that hamstring yet. So we'll continue to wait and see how that repairs itself. We're hearing all these stories about Cam Munster, Christian, with that infected knee. What can you tell us about Munster?
That sloppy rig should be playing tomorrow night. He's just trying to get a week off work. That's what he's trying to do. He's got to understand he's on a mill a year, mate, right? We need to get those out of that contract, The workhorses have to get up every week for him.
The Cookie Monster. Join us.
The floppy rig.
The old Cookie Monster.
So what's he like around the old, when the weights are getting lifted and you're all sort of, flexing and doing all
sweating
that stuff?
It out.
Yeah, having a look in the mirror. Yeah. Just, all that sort of stuff. What's Munster doing at times like
that?
He
gets his shirt off a lot more than what he should. But, to be fair, he's actually, I'm trying to translate the AFL, but we call him kind of like Mungo Strong. So they're not. They don't lift that massive weights, but they kind of got that strength when they play games.
Yep.
Like, the big boys can't put him down, and he's not I wouldn't say he's a beast in the gym, but he's certainly bloody strong on the field.
And your D's, are you bullish? You're confident? They got the Cats tomorrow night. What are you thinking?
Mate, they got the fever. I saw a big Gorney this morning. They've got it. They got the finals fever. They're fired up. 60,000. I don't think there'll be one Geelong fan now. I think it's going to be blue and red, mate, all over in Perth. Huge following for the D's over there. I think it goes West Coast D's and maybe Bobby's Frio. But, yeah, I'm keen, mate. I'm going to get off the field and hopefully catch the end of the four where Gorney spots it through again.
Well, if we get, I'll tell you what, if we have a bit of purple running amok in the NRL and then we get a little bit of red and red and blue going okay in the AFL, it'll be a pretty good night
it's
for a whole lot of people.
Welsh.
Yeah, it'll be a whole lot of people we care about. It'll be a good night. So, mate, great to hear. Keep up the good work. What you did with the women, with the NRLW, was really strong, and we applaud you for it, mate. So thanks for coming on the show.
No worries, fellas. Thanks for having fun.
All the best.
Good on you, Christian.
Christian Welsh, they take on Manly tomorrow night. He gets a good man.
Swoon.
I do. I've got a bit of a crush on him.
Yeah,
he's just me.
We're not the only ones. Is it, temper text. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Plenty of swooning.
How
can someone be so handsome and so wise?
It's true.
And 17 stone.
He carries the 17 stone so well.
It's that classic, you know, like Little John.
Yeah.
There's that character and the big characters. It's just the soft touch.
Oh.